Welcome to Heaven's Talk.
Heaven's Talk educates you on Christianity and religious views. It helps you to understand the world around you.
It's very educational and it doesn't shy away from any topic, so whatever you're thinking, it will talk about it.
Heaven's Talk is on. Have you been listening to Heaven's Talk?
Who doesn't listen to Heaven's Talk?
Heaven's Talk.
Heaven's Talk.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk.
Hello and welcome to Heaven's Talk. I'm your host, Rachel Malotta, and I have with me two guests. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Hannah. I'm Radical Youth Trentside's president. Whoop whoop. And I go to Nottingham Trent University.
Hi, my name is Joshua Ann. I'm a law student at Nottingham Trent University, and I am Radical Youth Trentside Voices leader.
Great. Today the topic is serving God, and we're just going to explore different ideas and different questions really as around the topic of serving God. So just to get to know you guys a little bit more, what's your favorite cartoon character and why?
Oh, Joshua, you go first.
I really like Marvel characters.
Okay.
So I think my favorite would be Thor. Because he's so strong and, you know, he's a demigod and...
How about you, Hannah?
I was really trying to think of one. cartoon character. I can't even think of a cartoon right now.
Well,
I love Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb is amazing. I think Phineas is probably my... No, actually, Ferb is. Ferb is just... He's just so cool. He doesn't even need to speak much, but he's just... He's just that guy,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? He
I
has
agree.
The brains.
I agree.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, Ferb will be the guy.
Yeah, my favourite character is SpongeBob SquarePants. You can never grow out of SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't care who you are. You can never, ever grow out of SpongeBob. Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Finally, what's your favourite season?
Summer.
Are you going to go with a cliche as well, Joshua, and say summer?
I was actually going to say... It would have to be winter or spring.
Okay.
I don't know, because spring is just like, it's a new beginning. Like, you see all the blossoms falling down.
She's such an Easter
and
chick.
The conkers. And, but then winter is because I'd rather be cold than hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's really easy to warm up than it is to cool down.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
My favorite would have to be spring, because that's when everything is blossoming and that's when the weather is warm, but it's not killer hot, you know? Sometimes in summer, I just feel like I can't even do anything because it's just literally too hot.
What I mean.
But spring has to be my favorite, of all seasons. Anyways, guys, before we launch into our topic today, this is probably the theme song today. It's called We Must Praise by J Moss.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my
praises ring.
Let it ring. my Lord. With our gifts we exalt thee, merciful, wonderful God. Real sweet. We must praise. If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord,
all ye people.
Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter
who or what we are,
we must praise.
That was Jay Moss, We Must Praise. Next up, we have Where You Go, I Go by Brian and Jen Johnson.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk.
Where you go, I go, you say, I say. And what you pray, I pray. And what you pray, I pray. Where you go, I go. You say, I say. And what you pray, I pray. And what you pray, I pray. Where you go, I go. You say, I say, God. And what you pray, I pray.
That's Where You Go, I Go by Brian and Jen Johnson. I recommend you to have a listen to that. It's a very powerful song. So the topic is serving God. So let's just jump right into it. What is service?
Well, service to me is just using all your talents and all your everything, all the gifts and everything that you have in you to just serve God, to just give to God. I believe that, you know, once you give your life to Christ,
and you say, do you know what, God, my life is yours, and everything that I am is you, you find yourself just wanting to use everything you have to just bless him. You know, whether it is, you know, as yourself, you know, being a talk show host, mm-hmm. and, you know, doing things like that, mm-hmm. you're trying to get the word out there. You're using your voice, you're using your understanding of, you know, all of these stuff, technical things that I never will understand. You're using that to praise God. And I think that's what service is. It's just using your everything to praise God.
Great.
You know, I sing here and there. So I will use that. Like, I don't sing outside of singing to God, just because I believe that it's just something that I use to worship God. Mm. And everything that I do, the Bible says that we should do everything in worship to God. And that's what service is to me. You know, whether it is just washing someone's dishes, so long as you're doing it in motivation that, you know what, God, I'm doing this for you. I'm not even doing this for the person I'm doing it for, but it's all for you. That is service to God. So that's what I believe service is.
Great. Joshua, why is service important?
Well, service to me is important because going off of what Hannah just said, God created us to worship him. And that isn't only through like musical talents. It can be anything. Like, worship is your whole life, like Hannah said. So it's important because we have to live so that everything we do points back to God. So our life points back to God and the creator. Like, we're on this earth to glorify him in every way possible. I just want to turn to Psalm 103 verse 22. It says, praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom, let all that I am praise the Lord. So it's not just what you do, it's who you are.
Yeah,
that's like important to worship him with all that you are. Like the J-Moss song said, you can use anything to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I really do highly respect these guys because they do great service in this Christian society here in Nottingham Trent University. They're doing great things and really do know that what service is and really are putting that, implementing that in their lives. And I really thank God for their lives. So Hannah, I would just like to ask, like, what would you say to those out there with gifts but don't want to put them in use in church because they have been scarred in church, for example, if they've been mistreated or hurt by members of the church or even leaders, what would you say to them?
That's an interesting question. I think in this world, we have to consider that everybody is human and everybody makes mistakes, even those who are in church, you know. They're not perfect. They're definitely not perfect. And that's why it's important to understand that your sacrifice and your service is to God. You're not doing it for anybody. You're not doing it to please man. You're doing it for God. And so when you are hurt by people, when people do things to you that, you know, might make you stop wanting to serve God, you should push yourself out there and say, do you know what, regardless of what these people have to say, regardless of what they've done to me, I'm going to use my talents for God. Because if after you stop using your talent for God and your talent is still there, that means God still has, you know, God still wants you to use that talent. God has still left it within you to use, and he wants to bless people through the talent he has given you. So it's not, you know, because you've been hurt doesn't mean you should stop, you know, doesn't mean you should waste the talent that God has given you. So I think definitely go back out there and try again. Forget and push back everything that anybody has ever said to you or ever done to you, and just try again. And realize that your service is not to any man. Realize that your service is to God. You know, 1 Corinthians says that you should be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. So don't think that because this person didn't appreciate what I've done, you know, this person didn't appreciate the service I did, this person didn't appreciate me washing their dishes, this person didn't appreciate the song that I ministered really well, you know, forget about what they have to say. Just remember that your service is to God and he will reward you. Not man will reward you, not man will clap for you or man will give you money or whatever it might be. But remember that your service is to God and he will be the one that will reward you.
Joshua, then, to those who say that I don't have time to serve God, Is that acceptable? Is there...
No, to me, there's no such thing as not having time. Because to me, the aim of a Christian is to make Christ the centre, is to make Jesus the centre. And once Jesus is the centre, everything else fits in around him. Which scripture is it? I think it's Matthew. It's in Matthew. But it says, it's a very popular scripture, seek first the kingdom of God.
And Matthew 6:33.
Yeah. 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 So once you make Christ the centre and make everything else fit around him, you won't be saying that you don't have time to serve God, because he will be the centre.
So you wouldn't say that there's a season or a time where you can live away, like live apart from a lifestyle of service?
I don't think so. When service is your, like Hannah said, service is your whole life. So when it's your life, you can't really live another way if you're living that way, if you know what I mean.
So could you give us examples?
Examples of?
For example, as a student, and let's say I'm busy studying, in what way can I serve?
I think, well, when I'm studying myself, I always ask the Holy Spirit to give me understanding as I'm studying. And it's like, I know that I can't do this by myself. And in doing that, I'm acknowledging God and saying and acknowledging that it's not by my strength, that it's by his. He will give me the strength. He will give me the understanding to go through this exam. And by that acknowledgement alone, to me, is still serving him, just acknowledging him.
Yeah.
I would just, I would say that even, as a student, yes, you're doing your work and yes, you're doing all these things, but by, just as Joshua said it, by acknowledging him in your work, people will look at you and be like, why is this person not stressed? Because they will realize that you have an inner peace within you. And as soon as you start speaking to someone in the library, on your way home, whatever it is, you start speaking to them about, the reason why I'm okay, or even though right now I may not be feeling okay, but the fact that I know that God is with me and he's by my side, and you're speaking to them about this, you are serving God. You are serving God with your life. And that's the whole point. We're not saying service is, go out and preach to the homeless or, do things like that. We're saying serve God with your life. Your life is about service. In everything you do, do it unto God. That's what it means. It means that, whether you're in the supermarket or whatever, if you have the opportunity to speak Christ to someone's life, do that. That is service. So, yeah.
I loved what you said, Joshua, and where you said that your life is, you serve God through what you do. And personally, myself, as a student, I came to uni because there's been a call of God upon my life to bring the media into church. And every time I always pray and I'm like, God, I'm going to school. Yeah, I'm studying, but this is for you. Remember that. And sometimes when I'm stressed, I'll just stop and I'll be like, wait, this is God. This is God's project in my life. So I always turn it around and I'm always like, reminding myself, not really reminding God. I'm like, God, remember, this is for you. This is for your kingdom. And it's more like, not like God's going to not fulfill it, but a reminder to give me strength.
Yeah.
And I just love that. And those of you out there who say, like, you don't have time, your life is service. And the Bible says, give yourself as a living sacrifice. I really love that. So, Hannah, what song have you been listening to lately?
Well, yesterday, literally on repeat, I had Heaven and Earth from Hillsong. Literally, it has just been going around in my mind. And I think it's just the fact that I want my heaven and earth to get closer together. I want to be closer to my Creator. I want my whole life to just be about getting to heaven. And that focus, that thing in my mind has pushed me to want to sacrifice more, to want to serve more, to want to do these things more. So I think, that is a song that's been on my heart for quite a while.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk.
We love that you listen to Heaven's Talk.
Keep in touch with us on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Heavens Talk, and on Facebook, just search facebook.com/heavenstalk.
Next up, we have I Belong to You by Chris Kilala from Jesus Culture.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk.
Forever.
That was I Belong to You by Jesus Culture. So going back to our topic then, Hannah, for those people out there who are saying, okay, I'm going to serve, is there any sacrifice involved in serving, or is it just a walk and smooth ground?
If only. there is a lot of sacrifice. And I realized the more you serve, the more sacrifice you need to, you know, give.
Definitely.
But in you realize that with the sacrifice comes a lot of joy. It might be painful in the process, but it still comes with a lot of joy. And that you know, makes you want to sacrifice and serve more. You will have to do a lot. Let's just put it down there. Like, recently, or every year, we have an annual conference as part of Radical Youth. And the one that we had in November was, you know, a lot of sacrifice we had to put into it, organizing it and, you know, bringing a whole lot of people to receive God, to, you know, experience a new experience of God. And it was a lot. We had to rehearse. We had to pay for artists to come down. You know, there was financial sacrifice as well as time sacrifice. You know, I spent most of my time trying to rush around to put these things together. And, you know, less time on my work. But, you know, all of these things, it was part of the sacrifice. But at the end of the day, after the conference, the amount of testimonies and the amount of things that we heard about the conference was amazing. Even the guest artists that came who ministered, they were blessed by the conference itself. So through the sacrifice, there is so much joy. And that's what keeps you going to serve and serve more. So definitely there will be sacrifice, but I assure you, the sacrifice is worth it and you will have so much joy afterwards.
These guys like Joshua and Hannah, they really live a lifestyle of sacrifice, and I've seen it myself. It's not a joke. It's not just, you know, theory. It's, you know, many, many people teach you on theory on how to approach a life of service, but then it's great to learn from somebody who does it practically and will tell you, will practice what they preach. So I really love that. It's very inspirational. So, guys, that's all we have for this week, unfortunately. But how can we get in touch with you guys? Have you got Twitter? Have you got Facebook? Have you got Instagram?
All of the above.
Well, tell us a bit more. Hannah?
What's my face? Okay, my Facebook is Hannah Rose Daniel. So check me out on there. My Twitter is... Purple I Am, I believe. Or I Am Purple.
Okay.
I think it's I Am Purple, and then my Instagram's Purple I Am. Don't ask me why. My favorite color is purple. But yeah, I Am Purple on Twitter.
Great. Joshua?
You can find me on Twitter. It's at It's Joshua. It's JOSHUANNE. And the Instagram is the same. And the Facebook is Joshua Amachi.
Great. Well, that's all we have time for this week. But next week, be sure to tune in to part two. We're going to dive a little bit deeper in the teaching of service and how we can live a lifestyle of serving God. See you next week.
You've been listening to Heaven's Talk. Be sure to tune in again next week.